This is Free Radio. I'm Naomi Kent, joined by the super gorgeous and super lovely Brad and Connor from The Vamps, who've got a gorgeous new single out with Omi. It's called I Found a Girl. So first up, please tell me, how did it come about? How did it happen?
I think we've done a few features now, and like usually the case is you never know until the person puts their slant on it. Do you know what I mean? Because someone could just not work on a track, and it just it's usually dependent on how well the feature works. And Omi, it just kind of got sent to him, and we met him at like a radio show a while ago, about 2 years ago. And he's obviously had Cheerleader out after that and had a massive hit. And he's obviously got quite a cool, upbeat feel to him anyway. So we knew that the track would cater to him in that sense, but we were just excited to see what he would do with it. And then he came back with the middle eight that is now on it, and we loved it, and we just thought it really enhanced the track.
That's awesome. So it's almost like he had to kind of demo for you, like, well, here's what I've got, guys. Do you approve?
Right, Omi. This is a demo. No. Well, it was quite a big thing for us anyway, just because he's such a huge artist now with Cheerleader, the success of that. So we were like, oh, bloody hell, I wonder if he'll do anything anyway, or just go, who the hell are the Vamps? I'm not doing that. But yeah, he did it, and he did a great job.
Nice. So obviously it's about meeting a girl who does not like the boys.
Mm. Yes.
Who did that happen to?
It's happened a few times, I think.
Bad luck.
To a couple of us, when we've gone out and had a few drinks or whatever, and we're just used to it now. It's fine.
What?
It's
become a thing.
So basically, the Vamps are lesbian magnets, is what you're saying?
I think so. I think maybe we've got one of them faces.
I think maybe from behind or something, our long hair or whatever. But
no, but we thought it was quite cool. We've never wrote a song about it, so it's quite a cool little scenario to write a song about.
Who's the dream girl? Like, you can have any girl in the world. Who's the dream girl?
For me, Zooey Deschanel, I think.
Oh, good choice. Nice.
She's great.
I'm going to stick with Anna Kendrick. She's great in Pitch Perfect.
Oh, yeah. I like that you've both gone for girls who can sing as well.
Yeah.
They can, yeah.
Yeah, Zooey can. Yeah. Good. Yes.
Good singers and good banter.
Needs a good bit of bants.
Defo. So what is the criteria for a girl? So if you're looking for a lady, like preferably not one who likes other girls. That's the top one.
That's usually number one. Yeah, so we can further it. You know what? Me and Connor are quite small. Mm. We're I think not there's anything wrong with going out with the taller girl. But I think our criteria is smaller.
The smaller girl.
Yeah, we like the
little smaller, pocket rocket.
Little pocket rocket. Pocket rockets. Yeah,
I like that.
Good sense of humour. Someone who doesn't take themselves too seriously. Can have a laugh with them is the most important thing, methinks.
True.
Truth. Preach it, Brad. So that, and then, yeah, just good fun.
How small is small? How small are you?
So we are 4'2".
Yeah, at least.
Oh, no, hello down there, little hobbits.
We actually get called the hobbits in the band. Yeah, because the other two are very tall, so we're like little hobbits. No, I think 5'8".
About that, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's all right. That's not too petite.
I think it's average.
We're growing, yeah.
Yeah.
We are growing.
Yeah.
If you two are the hobbits, does this mean that you have hairy feet to match your miniature stature?
Well, I've got small feet, actually. Wait, you've got
size
the same.
I'm 8, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm size 7. He's size 4 feet.
No, you haven't got size 4 feet.
I do, honestly.
He blows over in the wind.
That's blowing my mind. Is that it for real?
Yeah, it doesn't quite support my body.
No. He has to get these really weird made shoes so that he can just kind of walk normally.
They're extended a little bit further than the normal shoe.
So like Tom Cruise wears a Cuban heel for height, but you have to have an extended length of shoe. Yeah.
Does he really wear a Cuban heel?
Apparently so, yeah. Or the shoes where they've got like the heel built inside of the shoe.
I've seen them.
Ooh. Have you been tempted?
There's been a few times, but I've thought, you know what, I'm going to stick it out. I wear Doc Martens, they give me like a good inch, I think.
Mm. Oh, nice, yeah, good, yeah. Like your style. That's a little bit less cringe than a Cuban heel,
A Cuban heel. There's nothing wrong with a Cuban heel.
Although, I reckon you could pull off the cowboy boot look.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, the stirrups and everything.
Yeah.
I was thinking chaps.
chaps. So sexy.
How's the tour going?
Really well, thank you. We started off in Brumtown.
I was just going to say, how was Brum?
Oh, it was wicked. It's always good. It's nice. And, like, feels very... It's. I think it's the most surreal show for me in Com because, like, I think my first gig I ever watched was in that venue, and I went and watched Jamiroquai.
Oh, great first gig. That's very cool.
Yeah, at the NEC. I hated it because I was, like, 7 and had ear problems. So I was like, it's too loud. I want to leave. Yeah. If I went back now, I'd slap my younger self in the face and be like, enjoy this.
I wonder if we went to the same Jamiroquai gig, because I saw him in Birmingham.
Did you?
Yeah. And all I remember about it, like, he was amazing. Yeah, it's probably, I bet it's about 15 years ago or something. Or maybe not that long. But I just remember he, like, obviously proper goes for it and he's giving it all the dancing and everything. And he was wearing a pale grey shirt, which after a lot of sweat ended up being a dark grey shirt.
Dark grey. that's usually us. Yeah, that's usually us now.
But so, is it really nice for you to be able to come home and, like...
Usually it would be, like, halfway through the tour it'd be good because, like, we can get our moms to do our washing.
Oh, and then,
but this time she packed my case because it was the first one. So that was good. But we have all our families come out and, you know, we have a party together after the show and all that fun stuff. So it's been good.
Okay, so what happens at the party after the show? Where do you have it?
What doesn't happen at the party after the show?
Wow, okay.
No, we, my parents, my dad actually built a bar in our back garden.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's just fueling my parents' alcoholism.
I want to be friends with your parents.
Yeah, no, they're good fun. You know it's bad when they build a bar in the back garden.
So but, is that where you had the party?
We haven't had a party
there. We haven't yet. It's wicked, though.
Yeah, he's done a wicked job, to be fair to him. So I think we need to break in that. We haven't had a party there yet. But where did we have some drinks after Birmingham? In the hotel. The Belfry. Went and had some drinks at the Belfry.
Very
played
nice.
Played around a golf, which was lovely.
I do like the idea of the party in the garden bar, though. Like, mum on, like, sausage roll duties. Here's some olivons, everyone. What's in your rider? What do you have, like, backstage?
Nothing really, you know, it's very boring. Honey ginger.
Oh, you're so sensible.
We're good boys. What else do we have?
Yeah, you've got to look after
Haribo. Me and Tris get through a lot of Haribo. Yeah, Monster Munch.
What flavour? What flavour Monster Munch are you going for?
Pickled onion.
I think pickled onion is the one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Flaming Hot is also
that.
There, but
Flaming
it's usually
the
like.
Winner.
It's like there's two pickled onion and two Flaming Hot. And it's like whoever gets in first and gets the pickled onion, they're going to have a good day for the rest of the day. And then Flaming Hot's like, oh, man, I wish I had pickled onion.
Yeah, but do you think, like, do your fans ever get close enough to be like, oh, well, I met the Vamps this one time and it was really nice and everything, but they smell like pickled onion Monster Munch.
We do have a meet and greet, and it has happened a few times where I'm like, I've just eaten a pack of pickled onion.
You have to do the apologies. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Is that intentional so they don't try and get too close to you?
Well, you just overcompensate and just go, hello, welcome, and just breathe in the face. No, that'd be bad. They'd probably pass out.
Final thing. Let's imagine 20 years' time, you've had a bit of a rest because you're just tired. You wanted to chill out in the garden bar for a bit. The big reunion comes to you and says, right, we want to get you guys back together, but we want to make a hybrid band with another boy band. Who would you want to be paired with? So you can go past
in
or present
20
boy bands. Yeah.
We like the Jackson 5.
Yes. Oh.
That would be good.
That would be wicked, actually.
Or Hanson.
Hanson. I think I'd go Hanson. I love Hanson.
You know Hanson, it's like, I think it's 20 years since they first recorded M-bop.
M-bop.
And they are looking tasty. I think they've improved with age.
Looking tasty.
Yeah.
You know what? I got one of their recent albums and it is wicked. So I'm representing Hanson here. Their recent stuff, pretty spot on if you ask me.
Did you know they also have their own beer company called M-hops?
No,
I'm not even joking. That's not even a joke.
That is amazing.
That's a life goal for
you. You're a bit of a Hanson fan, aren't you?
Yeah. You've uncovered
Did you know?
Me. Oh, well, listen, guys, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us. It's been so